The U.S. Senate will likely vote this week on whether to approve the National Defense Authorization Act, or NDAA. House members passed the legislation last week with provisions designed to help U.S. citizens wrongfully detained by other countries. That includes Michigan native Paul Whelan, who was held by Russia for about 5.5 years before his release this summer in a massive prisoner exchange. Michigan Congresswoman Haley Stevens co-chairs the House Hostage and Wrongful Detainee Task Force. She tells WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter the new Defense Act should help both detainees like Whelan and their families.
While we're delighted to see Paul Whelan return home, we also have ongoing wrongful detained situations and hostage situations all across the world. One that's really visceral is the ongoing hostage taking in the Middle East, in Gaza. And what we want to do is make it harder for adversaries of this country to take Americans. And we want to put the full weight into deterrence. We want to make sure that we have a sound strategy. We want to make sure we have the resources. And I am absolutely thrilled that after a lot of work, we got into the defense bill several key provisions around deterrence, around passport application, to cut through some of the steps, saying that if you are taken, which God forbid, you will immediately have resources if you choose to select that on your passport application. And we also are saying that we mean business. So one of the key things that we did is there is already existing legislation, the Robert Levinson Hostage Recovery and Hostage Taking Accountability Act. That legislation is receiving some technical improvements no later than 60 days after the date of the enactment of this legislation. Relevant agencies will be coordinated from the White House through multiple government agencies, because one of the things that we found is, no surprise, with the big federal government, left-handed and talking to right-hand a lot of times. So we're opening up communication strategies. And that is absolutely critical for some of these, what we call emergency hostage or wrongful detention situations. Another provision will authorize $2 million to the Departments of State and Treasury to carry out sanction authorities. And it's very key here, because sometimes people engage in illegal activity abroad, and that's another matter. On other occasions, they are taken and wrongfully detained, wrongfully held. That's exactly what happened to Paul Whelan, to Trevor Reed, to Brittany Griner, certainly to a certain extent. And then it becomes this egregious charge that comes out. We've got other state actors like Iran that disappear people, and we don't have diplomacy with that state around the hostage. What Putin did in Russia is he wanted the swamp.
When you talk about authorizing the couple of million dollars to try to implement sanctions under the Levinson Act, another portion of that is supposed to help for those that are wrongfully detained when they return and provide 5 years of medical coverage, mental health, other support, etc. Congress has never funded that provision. The $2 million that you're speaking now, will it fund that portion of the Levinson Act, the part that would help wrongful detainees when they return?
We need to do that. That's the next phase, is we need to get those appropriations. And there's more to do around the Levinson Act, frankly. So it would be what the Levinson Act authorizes and more. Someone like Paul Whelan, 5.5 years taken from him. If he was wrongfully in prison in the United States, he'd arguably get a compensation fund. Paul Whelan right now is living off of a GoFundMe, and it's unacceptable, and it's wrong. And I'm certainly, in some respects, disappointed in his former employer. Paul's lived experience is very elucidating. And so those are some of the ways in which we need to think about compensation. Certainly the advocacy piece that we got done in the NDAA at the end of 23, which created the fund that allows families to receive lodging when they're advocating on behalf of their loved one, which is what we're amending in this year's NDA, is really important. Elizabeth Whelan, Paul's sister, spent over $100,000 over 6 years traveling, coordinating with the government, endless hours. She's just with my office for 2.5 hours the other day as well. And these are ways in which we need to make Americans and American families whole, because people are being targeted because they're American. And in Paul's case and in Trevor Reed's case, they were former Marines.
When you talk about adding the extra funding into the Levinson Act or any other funding, I guess, that would try to aid this cause, no one has a crystal ball, but this would all be coming when the Trump administration would be in effect and Republicans controlling both houses of Congress. They have talked often about not wanting to fund certain areas, cutting back. Do you have any concerns that this kind of funding is going to fall prey to the incoming administrations in Congress?
I feel more optimistic than not that we will continue to move forward. People from all political stripes are very passionate about these hostages and the wrongful detainees and their return home. It's really personal. My colleague, Michael Cloud, who had a wrongful detainee, a political prisoner in China, who was released a handful of weeks ago, said that this individual did not know what a QR code is because of all the years that they had been detained. And there's just support that is needed. And so as we are authorizing and appropriating funds year after year as a Congress, I remain very confident that we will continue to do good legislation. We will continue to work towards making people like Paul Whelan whole. I am not stopping. And every step of the way, this legislation has been bipartisan. Help the hostages, fight for the return, and make their return as easy as possible. There's absolutely more to do, but in this year's NDAA, it is signs of progress, and it is, in my opinion, signs of more to come.